Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 564. Today, we're going to quote part of a letter written by the stipler that clarifies the obligation of a husband towards his wife. Some of these letters we had in separate shiurim on Sundays. Don't remember if this exact one was in there, but here it goes. It says, in the steps involved, I'll translate most in English, but then in some wordings we'll do in the Lashon Kodesh. The steps involving the obligations of intimacy are thoroughly explained in the Siddur of Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the laws of Leil Shabbos. Everything is explained there, and everything that is explained there is a complete obligation, because according to the Torah, it is completely forbidden. It is completely usur to have an intimate union when the woman is not mefuyeses, is not in a state where she desires the union. Remember what we said in the previous shiur. Doesn't mean she has to be totally thrilled with it. Like we said, if there's a tiredness, but she has to be fully, fully willing and wanting to be there and wanting to connect and feeling to the best mode possible in this connection. Furthermore, there's an obligation to bring it to the state through intimate embrace, that's chibuk, and kissing, that's nishuk, ad shetisava lachibur, until she desires the union. Without this, like we explained in the previous shiur, it's as if you placed her in front of a lion that tramples the prey and eats it, as explained, and we discussed that in the last shiur. Vavam plilihu, it is a criminal offense, lashoik mashamigila ishtai, to deny what one's wife deserves. Afila im niskaven l'shtein midas chasidus apricious. Even if his intention is for chasidus, for separation from physicality, he wants to deny himself by withdrawing, minimizing his pleasure. So he feels he's doing this for the right reason. And this is a crime. Just like the opposite is a crime when he's overly forceful, when he's forcing her, oppressing her, the opposite of the withdrawal based on his quote-unquote high level of precious is equally terrible. You're stealing from your wife. When it comes to your wife, stealing from her, you can't apply chasidus here. Veligzalaisa, and to rob her, or latziga keshivcha shavuya, and to be like a captured maidservant. And keshubayo shleimer etzainem, when he has relations and she doesn't desire it, meaning he does his thing and in and out and finished, then it's a terrible thing. And he says it's a gedder of Bnei Anusa, in a sense. And Mishachaitif Abayal Miad Balei Kerif, if he grabs his wife, has relations immediately without intimacy, without the closeness, without the emotional closeness, without the physical closeness, or Pirish Taker from Miad and Mestrachim and Men, and then he separates suddenly and distances himself from her. The husband thinks that he grabbed angels, meaning he's pious, right? He's not sitting around with it. He's doing what he does, and then he's leaving. But the truth is his physical desires was completely fulfilled. And his inclination was totally pacified. He had his complete pleasure. He had his release. But his wife did not find any pleasure whatsoever in this conduct. To the contrary, she is hurt and disgraced. And crying in the hidden recesses of her heart, where the masa einach ezeres reikum, and her cries will not return empty-handed. Meaning Hashem is teveya those tears. The deshari demais leninilu, because the gates of tears are never closed. The Chazal taught in Perek Azarv, have a nizer b'kodesh today. You should be very careful in your wife's honor, ki the masa mitzuya, because her tears are common. And it's bevada yomar dinim. If you act this way, you create great judgment on yourself as a husband, And you will not have siyata dishmaya, not in your spiritual endeavors and not in your mundane endeavors. He's living in a false world. Umasha nidma la sha'ila lamala, and what he thinks that he got himself to such a high level. Udimian v'shav sheker is totally false. Ki ma'avaynis v'sham pegmen v'nitmav v'layaylam. Because from Averis, you cause damage and impurity. You don't go up. So this idea of constantly being attuned to your wife emotionally and before intimacy with hugging and kissing and sexually, that is a husband's obligation. And that is Kedusha, and that is what Hashem wants. So he goes to a part that talks about the actual physical aspects of this pius, which we're going to touch upon in this year and we'll continue in the next. We talked about verbal pius. Now we talk about physical pius. Yaakov Enden again in his Siddur, Beis Yaakov, Hanogas Leil Shabbos. It says, Ein zivik shel yakdem eilav chibik v'nishuk. There's no union that is not preceded by hugging and kissing. There's two types of kissing. One is before the union, and then the kisses come to appease and pacify his wife, to awaken the desire, to awaken the love. And then at the time of the zivig itself, and then afterwards, and so on. And it must be understood properly. Again, it's a delicate topic, but it must be understood properly. And he starts off describing it based on Rav Chisda, the story of Rav Chisda. So we're going to relate the story here. And he's going to go back to it several times. It's Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Amid Aleph. And Rav Chisda gave his daughters instructions regarding intimacy. Now, he says an interesting point that people don't even realize b'zman hazeh. Rav Chisda himself was a Rosh Hashiva of Surah. He was a Talmud of Rav, married the granddaughter of Rav. His son-in-laws were Rava, Rami Bar Chama, Mar Ukva Bar Chama, who were the greatest Talmid Chachamim of the generation. And this is what Rav Chisda told them. He told his daughters, when your husband Nukit Marganisa should take a pearl is referring to her chest, her breasts, the Chada Yadeh, in one hand, he should take your breasts in one hand, your husband, the kura and the stove, the furnace, that's an allusion to her private parts, v'chada yade, with his other hand. That's what he will want to do. But marganisa achvale, present the pearl to him, you could give him your breasts to hold. But hold off. Hold off having his hands go to your private parts, until he feels a certain degree of tension, of suffering. And only then you presented it to him. Suffering here doesn't mean suffering. It means just a very great level of physical desire. So the idea here is he's teaching his daughters how to awaken the physical desire of their husbands. And he says a line here, which I believe is totally emes. If Rav Chisda would not have said these words, and the Chazal would have decided, we're not putting it in the Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem for Dairei Dairei, so that us, we should hear this, then you would think, most people would think that such an idea is so far from the Ruach of the Holy Torah. Husband holding your breasts and putting his hands to Isay Mokim and hold off a little bit so he could desire you more. And some people can't wrap their head around it and recognize this is Torah, the Torah HaKadosha instructing this. But the Chazal did put it in the Gemara, and it's part of Torah Shebal Peh. Because it's an essential part of Torah, and it's an essential part of Torah's perspective in a proper intimacy in marriage. Now, the Stipler presented the Gemara to the author here, Ramosha, And he asked, now how did he know, how did Chizda know that his son-in-laws would act this way? And the Stipel explained very clearly. He says, knowing that his son-in-laws would be great Talmid Chachamim, there's no question they would act properly. And there's only two ways to approach this this subject. Either from the perspective of the Torah that requires pious, or from the non-perspective of the Torah, the non-Torah perspective, which is like tying up a wife before lying and trampling its prey, or hitting and beating her up, which is equivalent to that. And the Meiri emphasizes, listen carefully, the Meiri, we're going to quote it, but he basically says that the woman's use of her body to bring her husband to a state which he will be ready for their union, the sexual excitement of it, isn't at all at odds with her virtue of tznius. On the contrary, it's a positive virtue which is needed for the mitzvah. Marital tznius is a whole different ballgame. People think it's prust. It's the ultimate, married tznius is the ultimate tznius. And the Me'iri, to quote it word for word, afa pishamidis tznius mushubachas eitzel akoyel, even though the mida of tznius is praiseworthy for everyone, over nashim mushubachas beyoisem, for women it's even more commendable. Vafa pikein, in any case, kol shemechaveves eitzel balo mispayeses lekavonis mitzvah, when a she shows, the wife shows intimacy towards her husband and awakens him with the intent to do this mitzvah, to arouse him sexually to do the mitzvah, and tries to convince him on that, that's not a breach in her modesty. It's zrizus, which is alacrity. It's a good midah. It's a good midah. She's a tznua. She's a married tznua. It's a good mida to do actions that will arouse her husband's excitement during the time of intimacy. And she'll have schar, that wonderful children will come out. Because her intention is just for that, for the children, or to have that union with her husband in an erlich way. That's the idea of Atetzi Leia Lekrasai, the Mida of Leia. So we're going to go in the next year. The Stipler is going to go through the Mishnei Kotler, how they touch up the Gemara with Rav Chizda. And we're going to go through that Be'ez Hashem in the upcoming year. Bracha v'atzlacha.